USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the gunman who opened fire a few hours ago in a California nightclub is dead. Law enforcement in Thousand Oaks, California, saying the man was killed inside the Borderline Bar and Grill, a country western theme bar where at least 11 people were shot, including a deputy. They say there are fatalities, but an exact number has not been released. This young woman was in the bar when the shooting began.
He had two rounds that I know with him. He changed them within about 6 seconds, which was really fast. So he knew what he was doing. And he also had perfect form. When I look back, he was, like, spot on.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer calling the timing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions' resignation yesterday suspect. Schumer warning any attempt to get rid of Special Counsel Robert Mueller could prompt a constitutional crisis. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The White House has banned a CNN journalist after a contentious post-election day news conference held by President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The White House has suspended the White House pass of CNN's Jim Acosta, accusing him of harming an intern who was trying to grab his mic away during a contentious exchange with President Trump. Acosta responded on CNN.
I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
In a statement, CNN said White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders lied. They said the White House revoked Acosta's press pass in retaliation for his challenging questions during the conference.
2 days after midterm elections, 15 races in America still too close to call, including U.S. Senate races in Arizona, Florida, and Mississippi. In the 12 unresolved House races, Democrats are favored to win 9 of them. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
After more sanctions have been imposed, the U.S. State Department is issuing a warning to Tehran. John Clemens reports.
That warning came from Brian Hook, the special representative for Iran, who said ships carrying Iranian oil are turning off their transponders.
Turning off these transponders makes tankers harder to track and is a tactic that Iran has used in the past to evade sanctions.
Mr. Hook said this represents a maritime security threat.
These transponders are designed to maximize visibility at sea, and turning them off only increases risk of accidents and injuries.
I'm John Clemens.
A big boost is coming for programs that help veterans with mental health issues. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The chief executive of the Wounded Warrior Project says the organization is going to invest $160 million in programs that do provide mental health care for America's military veterans. The CEO, Michael Linnington, telling NBC News there certainly is a need for it.
More than 3 million young men and women have served our nation in uniform overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. Of those, by the VA estimate, 11% to 20% have some type of traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress.
Linnington says over 15 years, the Wounded Warrior Project has invested over $1 billion in programs and services for wounded veterans, as well as for their families and caregivers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.